Mountain State Mysteries contains mature themes and discussions that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. All individuals mentioned in this episode are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
For more than 3 years, one question has haunted Parkersburg, West Virginia. What happened to Gretchen Fleming? A young woman vanished in the early morning hours of December 4th, 2022. Her disappearance sparked searches, rumors, online speculation, and desperate pleas from loved ones searching for answers. And now, authorities say there has finally been a major break in the case. An arrest has been made. Tonight, we break down the timeline, the investigation, and the new details released by law enforcement surrounding the disappearance and death of Gretchen Fleming. I'm Mark Covey, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. Before we begin, we want to remind listeners that this episode discusses violence, homicide, and disturbing details surrounding an ongoing criminal case. Listener discretion is advised. Gretchen Fleming was last seen during the late night hours of December 3rd into the early morning hours of December 4th, 2022, in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Days later, on December 12th, Gretchen was officially reported missing to the Parkersburg Police Department. Almost immediately, concerns spread throughout the community. Friends, family, and volunteers shared flyers, searched for clues, and begged for information. As investigators worked to piece together Gretchen's final known movements, one name reportedly continued to surface during the investigation, Preston D. Pierce. According to police, Pierce was believed to be the last known person seen with Gretchen before she disappeared. For years, many wondered whether investigators would ever uncover what truly happened. Then came a major breakthrough. Authorities say that in September of 2025, human remains were discovered in Weir County, West Virginia. Those remains were collected and sent for forensic and genetic testing. Investigators later confirmed the remains belonged to Gretchen Fleming. Police say the identification process involved comparing DNA extracted from the remains with a DNA profile developed using family DNA and evidence collected during the missing person investigation. Officials also stated that the West Virginia Office of the Chief Medical Examiner and Marshall University assisted in the forensic process. Now, nearly 4 years after Gretchen vanished, investigators say an arrest has finally been made. According to authorities, 58-year-old Preston D. Pierce has been charged with first-degree murder, felony murder connected to an alleged kidnapping, kidnapping, and concealment of a deceased human body. Officials say Pierce was arrested outside the state of West Virginia after a grand jury indictment was entered into the National Crime Database system, allowing other law enforcement agencies to carry out the arrest warrant. At the time of this recording, Pierce is reportedly being held in the Asheville, North Carolina area, awaiting extradition proceedings back to West Virginia. Police have stated that additional evidence in the case will be revealed through the court process. And while this arrest marks a major turning point in the investigation, many questions still remain unanswered. What exactly happened during Gretchen's final hours? What evidence led investigators to this point? And what will be revealed once the case finally reaches a courtroom? For Gretchen's loved ones, this development may bring some measure of relief after years of uncertainty. But for many following this case, the search for the full truth is far from over. As always, we will continue following the story and provide updates as new information becomes available. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you.